Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our new show, Banking Business. This is the second in a series that will be brought to you by University of Rio Grande, Ohio State University, South Centers, and the Ohio Valley Bank. Each week we look to feature a different department or different aspect of banking. And we'll do that by bringing on different folks from Ohio Valley Bank covering different aspects of banking. So today we have with us Hope Roush. She's the financial literacy leader at Ohio Valley Bank. Yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And would you want to tell us a little bit about what that position entails?
Yes. Okay. Well, I am the financial literacy leader at Ohio Valley Bank, and I'm based in our communications department. And basically, it's about like what it sounds. I promote our financial education programs. They reach pretty much all ages, and that's the main thing that I do. Financial literacy is more important now than ever, and we've really made that. I mean, my position was basically created to promote, obviously, our financial education initiative, senior citizens, and I think it's really great. I wish I had had something like that when I was in school. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds like a great program. So tell us a little bit about yourself before we get started. How'd you get to Ohio Valley Bank?
Okay. Well, I actually graduated from the University of Charleston in West Virginia, and I graduated with a degree in mass communications. So I had always kind of wanted to do stuff in, like, you know, public relations, and I got my foot in the door by working at our local newspapers here. I was mainly at the Point Pleasant Register in West Virginia, but I did do some work at the Gallup Tribune and at the Pomeroy Sentinel. And I worked there for about 4 years, and I had been looking, you know, to kind of take the next step in my career. And I had actually know some people that worked at Ohio Valley Bank, and I contacted the HR department there, and they said, hey, we have an opening in the marketing department. It's for this new position. I always wanted to do something in teaching as well. It just, I decided, you know, to pursue the mass communication side. So I thought, well, that would be kind of a perfect job. And I went into it not really knowing, you know, what I was getting into, but I love it.
Sure.
High Valley Bank is a good place to work. I really like getting out in the schools. I like that every day is different. And I think financial education is very important.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad that I get to be a part of that initiative.
Good. Now, a little fact about your major was in communication.
Yes.
And I know at lunch we were talking, and you also had some track experience.
Yes.
Share a little bit about that.
Okay. I actually ran track and cross country in high school, and then I also ran collegiately for University of Charleston. And it's really fun. It teaches discipline. I still like to run today, not quite as fast as I used to be, but yeah, track, running, big part of my life helped.
Not really there. Rivals, but
not really rivals.
Close.
We see you guys sometimes. So.
Yep. So let's talk a little bit about your programs. Well, do you live locally or from West Virginia?
I am from West Virginia, and I still live in West Virginia, but obviously I've always lived right next door to Ohio, so a neighboring state. You want me to talk a little bit about our programs?
Yeah, we'll get into the programs that you offer.
Okay, here we go. Well, we have our elementary programs that they're our classroom adventures, and they feature the Sensibles. It's like a little superhero theme. There's actually a TV show now that you can watch on Fox Business Channel with the Sensibles separately. But we take that to the elementary schools, usually the American Bankers Association. They have different months to help promote literacy, like April is all about savings. October's credit, so we try to do one adventures in credit in the fall, try to do one adventures in savings in the spring. Of course, like, we'll work with teachers and stuff, so it doesn't always have to be that way, but that is a one-day thing that we go in for the schools. It's about a 45-minute presentation, and the kids, like, for savings, they learn the value of saving their money. I'll say, you know, hey, kids, if I gave you $100, what would you do with it right now? Would you want to spend it right away? And a lot of you grown up have kids. They're going to be like, yes, I want to spend it right away. I'm going to spend it right away.
Yeah,
you know, some grown ups that would do that too. So, and we talk to them about the value of saving. We do a little challenge with them where they actually fill out a deposit ticket. They do that. The credit one is probably one of my favorites because we say, hey, our superhero team needs this new superhero bike. and they have to, they can either save up their money to buy it, or they can use a credit card. So we figure out, you know, how much more they'd end up spending with a credit card because they actually have to calculate interest. And these are like little kids that are learning
what
this.
What age group?
About fourth grade, fifth grade. I can tailor it to younger ages to be, but about, you know, fourth grade level usually for most of them.
Okay. And what a great start that is for
a
lot of kids.
Absolutely.
Well, my background was in commercial lending before moving to OSU, and we have a similar story of how I got to where I am today. Mm-hmm. I taught school for 4 years and then worked at the bank. So the job I have at OSU is kind of an opportunity to bring those two things together, similar to what you have. And even with some of the clients we meet with on a daily basis through our Small Business Development Center, it's amazing we'll have on something as simple as balancing your checkbook.
Absolutely.
You know, we joked at lunch, you know, balancing your checkbook's not going to the ATM. And
exactly. With a lot of grown-ups, too.
They do.
They do that. And that's one of the things we really try to do with our high school program. It's called OVB Bank It. And basically, they are given $100 in what we call Buzz Bucks, our pretend bank it money.
Mm-hmm.
And we have them, they can put it in a savings account if they want. We make them start with money in a checking account. They can open a CD, and their goal by the end of the year is to see how much money they can make. But of course, we make them draw what's called a real life card. So, you know, just in the real world, you're going to have to pay bills. They might have to pay a bill. They might make some money. And I do require them to keep their checkbook balance because we will charge them an overdraft fee. If they write me a check and if they don't have that money to cover it in their account, I'm like, well, what's this? Why is this here? Like, well, you spent more than what you had in there.
Yep.
And so we really try to stress that. And we talk about, you know, technology. Technology's great, but it's also made some people a little bit lazy in that you still have to take personal responsibility, balance that checkbook, and they get a bank statement that they can look at to see how they're doing. So we really want them to kind of see it visually, let them know. So that is definitely one of the things that we stress.
Sure, and understanding what goes in and
absolutely.
How to subtract what comes out, absolutely important for the kids. And that's your high school class?
Yes.
That's the high school class. Do you do, and we talked earlier, all this is it's from elementary, seventh, middle school, high
mm-hmm.
school?
All the way. We do even do stuff with senior citizens.
Okay.
So different programs for different age groups.
What kind of programs do you have for the seniors?
Since right now, I've actually been doing a lot. The ABA just came out with Safe Banking for Seniors. I think it was officially launched in the spring because I did it like right. They didn't even have all the materials ready for my first session because I had some senior citizens centers that I work with. And a lot of that is focused on things that target the elderly, like scams, identity theft. And I think they really enjoy it because that's something, you know, that they deal with. And we talk to them about the different types of scams to be aware. We try to not make it scary. Because I know like senior citizens can sometimes be like, kids be like, whoa, you're scaring me right now. We try to, you know, talk to them about it, kind of have it as a roundtable, almost discussion with them. And it's a really good program. There's like different modules that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that they seem to want me to discuss most is the things like identity theft, scams,
okay.
So they can keep themselves protected.
So how would, for the seniors, for example, the elderly, how would they get in touch with you, or do you hold monthly programs?
That's a good question, actually. Some of the senior citizen centers, I've gotten in touch with the people that run the centers and do activities, and it's a little different than the schools. In the schools, you have that built-in system, so I've kind of reached out to them, and then they get to know me, and they'll call me, kind of getting my word out, my name out there, getting the word out that we have this program. So a lot of it's kind of a back and forth, and then I had started off at one senior center, and she said, hey, can you go to another one that we have in Mason, West Virginia, for example, and I'd never been there before, but I had been at the one in Point Pleasant several times. They passed my name along, but I do try to actually contact, especially since the ABA just launched that program, that, hey, we've got this new thing, say thank you for seniors, it's really good.
The ABA is
American Bankers Association.
Yeah, okay.
Are you using lingo?
Yeah, we do it all the time. So OVB, I know you work primarily in Galveston.
Mm-hmm. And then I do Mason, West Virginia.
Mason, West Virginia. Do the other branches of OVB, because I know they cover a wide territory. Do they have similar programs, or is this something that's
I actually travel. Like, I've gone down to Cabell County before in West Virginia. I've gone to Jackson County, Ohio, in Ohio. I travel around a lot. Sometimes I'll take somebody up at one of our branches because I like to do have guest speakers with me sometimes to help. Right now, our Bankit program is mainly in Mason County and Gowie County, but you know, we would like to expand that. We have expanded it to this. It started off with one school. We've expanded to six schools. But I do travel, and I usually do like to involve some of the people at the other branches and get them to come out with me, since you know they are the ones that are those people are their future customers. So.
Sure, absolutely. So that's a great program. The not to jump around, but to go back to the GAMS that you see.
One that the seniors talk to me a lot about and that I've actually had personally come to my house is the sweepstakes scam. That was the last senior citizens presentation I did. It was about a month ago, and they all had questions about that, where you get an envelope, you open it up, a letter, and it says, hey, you won like $1 million. I don't remember entering this contest, but, you know, some people do fall for that because they make the letters look official, and it'll say, to get your money, you need to send X amount. That's one of the ones that they do. Let's see here. There's another one that we see a lot in this area because we are more country, rural. It's, I don't even know if they call it like a door-to-door scam, what the official name would be. Well, they'll come and say, hey, you look like your driveway can be paved. I will pave this, and then you give me this amount of money, and then they'll stop like halfway through. And there was actually one of the people at one of my previous presentations that I went to that said that they had had something similar happen to me. Like a guy came, posed as a handyman, said he needed this work done, and they told me the story. They said, hey, that's actually happened to me before. So that's something we see a lot with seniors. Phone calls, and this can happen. Like I said, these are things that can happen to any age, but we feel like seniors are more targeted because maybe they're more trusting. Maybe they might be lonely, so they'll call people and try to develop a relationship with them on the phone. But we do try to teach identity theft to our high school program, too. I actually have a whole lesson that I do on identity theft with them, because the younger you know how to protect yourself, the better off you'll be.
What aspects would go into the identity theft program? What talk about in the high school?
In the high school? Yeah. I actually have a quiz that I'll give them, see how identity theft savvy you are. And I say, now, obviously, these are, you guys aren't adults yet, but answer, is this something that you would do? And then they take that, and we go over just the different things. We talk about password protection, the importance of having a good password, why that's important. I touch on social media a lot with them. Social media is very big with them because that's something that they're into. And I say, you know, be careful what you put out there. You don't want to put a picture of your new pretty debit card on Twitter. You don't want to do that. You just don't want to do that. So,
yeah, debit cards and passwords. Yeah, it's always important to have secure passwords.
Absolutely.
And when you write your passwords down on a page, make sure you find a good hiding spot for it.
You don't want to put your password like on tape to your computer monitor. You don't want to do that. I tell the kids, you don't want to write it down. You don't want to tell your friends. If they change it anyway, like if you have like internet banking or something, they usually make you update it every 3 months. And I say that's not them being annoying. That's for your protection.
Sure.
Don't have the book that has passwords on it. Don't do that. Bad idea.
Well, let's switch gears just a little bit and talk about credit reporting. I know you do some work. We touched on it earlier, but that's a component of some of your program.
We do a whole lesson on credit for the high school kids, and usually what I'll do is I like to bring one of our loan officers from the bank with me that, you know, they specialize in that loans, and I have them discuss it, but we have the students, you know, figure out, first of all, with credit in general, like, the cost about how much that can affect their life in all aspects. Like even some companies that you would interview for a job might say, hey, we need a full, you know, copy of your credit report.
Sure.
And I say that could even affect like how much money you make in the future. And if, you know, something bad is going to stay on that credit report for 7 years. So we really, that's something that I had absolutely no idea about when I was in high school. So, and I tell the kids that I say, hey, you guys know way more than I did. And I think it's a really good lesson, and it's something they need to know because a lot of grown-ups don't know that. A lot
absolutely.
Of, especially like
love
young adults
minds,
that
yep.
graduate college, they don't have any idea. So.
Well, and we talked, you know, how important it is to have good credit, you know, to buy that first car. Or,
absolutely.
Even if it's starting a credit card, charge a little bit, pay it off, charge a little bit, and pay it off.
Usually what our loan officer will tell them. That's one of the questions the kid has. We'll say, well, how do I get you know, good credit. What am I supposed to do? I actually had a kid one time that said, okay, so you're telling me I have to go into debt to get good credit? And we're like, that's not really what we mean. But we need to show that, you know, you have a history of repaying your debts. I tell him, I use an example. I say, if somebody borrowed, like, a book from you and one friend gave it back, you're going to trust that friend, right? Let them borrow something else. Yeah. What about your other friend that never gives it back? Are you going to be, you know, more willing to let them borrow a book again? And they'll be like, oh, well, I see your point now.
So. Good example. Another part of that, I've got a note here on the budgeting piece.
Yes.
We did budgeting on that earlier, too, but how important is that?
That's very important. I think that's one of the things that the kids find most eye-opening because they don't realize how expensive things are. They don't realize what's the cost of living. And we'll play a game with them with budgeting where they have, we call it like the bean game, and they have X amount of beans to spend. They have to, they want to rent an apartment. They want to live with friends. Do they want to buy a house right away? They have to choose a car. They have to get insurance, food. Are you going to cook your meals at home? Are you going to go out to eat? And their eyes, I think they think some things just happen, like internet, phone. They don't realize. And then I'll say, okay, well, now, you know, you have to save some money. You've had some cutbacks. You're going to have to make some changes to your budget. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun for me to see, like, what stuff they cut first.
Yeah.
So.
Phone's probably not one of them.
No. Like, but I need my phone.
Well, and Mike at lunch, he told us the story about his kid. You know, he wanted to go buy something, and he said, well, no, we're not going to do that right now. He said, just go to the store. So you give them a bill, and they always give you money back.
They give you money back. A lot of the kids, they don't realize, and it's truly eye-opening to them to see how much they're spending.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious when I cut their salary and I make them make changes because they're like, well, we're going to wash all our clothes at our parents' house. We're moving back in, but I have to keep my phone.
Eating at McDonald's every day.
Yep. They said, oh, McDonald's has Wi-Fi. We can use our phones there.
So along the lines of the budgeting, and it's almost like a game of life.
Yeah.
It's a board game. Very similar.
Very similar.
You earn money and then pay it out. And
I think putting it in that game, they learn more by doing that because they're actually having to practice these things and see it, whether if they just read it from like a textbook.
Yeah, absolutely. The hands-on applied stuff.
And they get very competitive. We have prizes at the end of the year for them for the Bank It program, and they really seem to like that. Not to like toot my own horn or anything, but all the kids are always like, yay, when I come because they know they don't have to just like read from their textbook.
So how often would you visit a school if you're doing these programs?
The Bank It program is actually once a month, yes.
Okay.
And I'll work, sometimes it'll be a little more, it depends on the teacher's schedule. I work very closely with the teachers. I'll even let them know, like, these are my lessons that I think I'm going to do, and the teachers will actually try to incorporate that into their lessons. So it is, we do have a very close relationship with the schools and the teachers, and they try to, you know, tie it all in there for the kids.
What kind of classes, typically?
It just depends. Sometimes a personal finance class, if the school has that. If not, I've been in some of the social studies classes because they have an economics textbook. One of the teachers, actually, for one of the social studies classes I'm in, he always tells the kids, okay, guys, you have to be quiet because you're either going to have her talk to you or this. And he holds up, like, their economics book. He's like, so which one do you want? So that's usually where they're
swimming. Easy choice, yeah.
Yes.
So West Virginia already has a lot of this in place as far as...
And Ohio has been starting.
And they're starting it as far as actually getting into the school system and making it a requirement.
Yes, a lot of schools are requiring that, you know, financial literacy is a requirement. And our program, I think, is really good to help the teachers because we're able to come in and help satisfy that requirement without the schools having to pay for extra resources or, you know, spend extra time. And I think it's a good relationship that we've really built with our area schools, and we hope to, you know, continue.
Southern Ohio, West Virginia.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that can cover a big area. In a lot of the areas, it's really needed. One thing I'd like to ask a question about is the difference between debit and credit.
Debit and credit. That is a fun game, one that the kids do, because obviously there are very different, you know, debit cards, that's the money that you already have, credit cards. That's basically, I always say, credit cards are like your loan, you have to pay it back. And we play a game with them called the fly swatter game. And they actually have, I actually bring fly swatters and signs, and I'll read a sentence, and I divide them in teams, and they get we don't really let them run, but they can power walk. It's gotten pretty competitive before, and they have to choose which one it applies to. And so they'll take their fly swatter, they hit that sign, and whoever, you know, gets the most points for the team, they usually win an extra prize. Usually it's extra buzz bucks. And the buzz bucks is very important to the kids. I've had some kids before say, if I give you $5, will you give me, like, some buzz bucks? I'm like, do you want to pay me for fake money? No. But they do get very competitive. And I think, like I said earlier, the game format makes it easier for them.
Sure. So, what's what I was going to say? Well, is there anything else you would like to add that we've not talked about, I guess?
On Money Island. And that's sort of, you know, that in-between stage. It's a little game they can go on there through our website and play. And I have gone to the middle schools and done things with them before. Preschool level, I've gone to the preschools before. We talked to them a little bit about money. So we really do try to reach all age groups, because the younger that you know these skills and that you understand, we think the better off, you know, you're going to be as an adult, maybe when you're a future customer, is that you'll be able to manage your accounts better, because it's all about, I think, you know, personal responsibility. That's really what I really try to drive home to the kids. Like, you need to be aware of your finances, aware of where your money's going, and you need to know, like, how much you're spending.
Absolutely. And you had some interesting character names and bank names.
Oh, for our Sensibles?
Yeah.
We have, for the Classroom Adventures program, for our Sensibles, they feature the Sensibles, a little superhero team. So I do have some action figures that I'll give you guys later. Tornado's one of them. Ursa Major, I think that's the one I brought you. And they work for the Bank of Cincinnati. And I think they just kind of are cute for the kids to latch on to. And we try to say, hey, you're an honorary superhero today. And sometimes we'll even have them decorate masks, their superhero masks. So we really try to make it fun and not just, like, all numbers and boring, like, you know.
Sure. Yeah, banking can be pretty dry. So you have to put a twist on it so that the kids can enjoy it, get their attention. And I think we have your, that's a email address at the bottom of the screen.
Yes.
OVBC.com, and click on kids.
Yes, yes.
And it'll bring up information about...
And there's games they can play with them, too.
So this is an actual website that the kids...
Yeah, you can go on to our kids section, and then there's... you can click on, like, Sensibles and learn about that. I think there's a link to Money Island on there, too.
Okay.
So we do have a lot of the information and about some of the programs that I do. And I also do, I didn't mention this earlier, we're involved a lot with 4-H, and actually we have partnered with Ohio State Extension to do different programs with them. I actually just helped with a treasurer's training for, you know, the kids that are going to be their treasurer for the 4-H club. We talk to them about, like, checkbooks. So we really try to reach all areas.
Cool. So, and with that website, the games, you don't have to be in a class or anyone.
Like a parent.
A parent can log you in. You can, so any parents listening or that have kids or grandparents, whoever, that would like for their kids to be exposed to a little bit of this, they can go on this website, click on, and
parents might want to play too. We play sometimes at work.
So, do can people contact you for?
Yes, and I believe my email is on there and my number, and they can call me to set something up. That's usually what a lot of times the teachers like will request if they want me to come into their classroom. And I've even done like other organizations, like I'm actually doing like a church group that I'm going to talk about our. What I was telling earlier, Safe Banking for Seniors. So that's a little different. I think I've gone to the Junior Women's Club before to talk about some of our programs. So,
so lots of ways. It doesn't necessarily have to be through a school system.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no.
It could be churches. It
can be anything.
Different organizations. So that's great to know that this service is available because, I mean, see it every day. People just aren't prepared. They don't know.
They just don't know.
They just don't know. And even on the loan side, you know, that we talked a little bit about interest and how much that affects the repayment. If you continue to pay minimum payment you're going to pay on for X number of years, and just the difference.
That's one of the things that we really drive home to the kids. Say, like, this is how long it's going to take you. This is how old you'll be. We like to use that one because, you know, 30 is, like, ancient to, like, an 18-year-old. And I'm like, I'll be 50 when this is paid off. Oh, my gosh. So I think that puts it in the real world for them, and it makes them really acknowledge and pay attention, like I said, more than just from reading that in a book when they actually see it.
Yeah.
So.
And I've got a few things out there that I'd be tickled to death if it paid off when I'm 50. Kind of
absolutely.
A different perspective now. So any last words you'd like to share with the audience?
Just if anybody wants to set something up for their group or their school or their organization, like I said, contact me. And one of the main things that I do want to stress is how important financial literacy is for all age groups, and that is why we try to present it to all age groups, and just personal responsibility, taking, you know, notes of your money, where your money goes. And I think that's one of the main things that goes to financial literacy is being responsible.
Yep. So, you know, responsibility, especially with finance, young enough to work through the process, just so that they've got some idea of, hey, this thing costs money.
Yeah.
Where's the money come from?
And they raise their hands, and they'll say, well, what do you, you know, spend with your money? It's good to save your money so you can have the money that you like.
Yeah, I've got an 11-year-old, but if you send him to the store and say, only buy the necessities. You've seen the movie Dumb and Dumber?
Yes.
Where he goes to the store, he's like, only buy the absolute necessities, comes back with a big hat and a pinwheel.
Necessities.
Yeah.
We do a whole lesson with the little kids on needs and wants. So like,
yep.
But I need chocolate.
Well, that's an absolute need.
Some days it is.
Okay, well, we'd like to say thanks for coming on our show. And,
thank you for having me.
You know, we're running short on time. We will continue this next month. And again, I'd like to say thanks to High Valley Bank for providing different topics. And we will see you next time with a different topic. Hope you tune in. See you then. Thanks.